Hello everyone, finally I am back with another episode of the Screaming Ink Show with Protean, and it's gonna be fun, I'm sure about that. First of all, Happy New Year and congratulations for successfully dealing with 2020. What a crazy year it was, guys. Though many of us couldn't make it, like our loved ones, our friends, our colleagues, our, you know, like human beings, and most importantly, not only human beings but a lots of other lives also couldn't make it to here today, but I think that we have to move on and we have to look forward and we have to, you know, think about the positive side, and we have to remember every tiny detail so that we can make sure to use our privilege properly this time, like if something happens in future, and we have to make sure that, you know, we are doing the right thing so that we don't have to face the same thing all over again, you know. So I just want to stop myself here from, you know, blabbering stuff, because like the last episode I have a very very special guest. And I am going to have a very special guest here with us today also. I know you guys can't, you know, wait to know who is it, right? So we have Vanika Santani here with us today. Vanika is a storyteller and social worker. Her videos of storytelling are available on YouTube. I think I don't need to say all this. You all know her already. So without taking more time, I will just call her up so that we can talk about her works and all. Keep listening till the end to hear Vanika giving answers to my questions and also performing a piece of work by her. Don't go. Stay here, okay? So, welcome to the Screaming Ink Show with Protean, first of all.
Hello, hi. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Protean.
Yeah, and like, I am really glad that you came here, because it was like, you know, once I posted a story on Instagram that whom should I call, and there were a lot of people asking about you. Like, they said, you know, call Vanika. Vanika, like, she is just amazing. She inspires us. So, I was like, let's call her. And then you agreed, so it was amazing.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling me.
So how are you? How are you, Vanika?
I am good. I'm great. Not bad. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm just in life. I'm always confused about how I am, but I'm enjoying. I'm happy.
So how did your last year go, like as it was full of ups and downs, and you know, how did you keep yourself motivated?
Last year was very difficult for me, because especially because I was living in Bombay.
Okay.
And fir Jaipur aana pada for, because of lockdown. Yeah. I initially thought I was here for 15 days, but then I had to, like, abhi to itna lamba time ho gaya. So it was very difficult, like it was very difficult, the transition, because the life in Bombay is very different from the life we have in Jaipur,
yeah.
My hometown. So it was a very difficult transition. Initially I was not motivated at all, like I used to just watch movies, write. I was still working. I cannot just be free. Okay. This is a problem. So initially, it was very difficult. I was working on a startup that I had to execute in April.
Okay.
But then, because of lockdown, everything just came to a halt. And it was very difficult. But then I started something else. I started Aged, which is one of Denied's initiative.
Okay.
So I started exploring with it. And it was in May, we started doing Aged. And Aged went on for quite some time. So yeah, Aged was something that kept me going.
Yeah, yes, I can understand. Like, I have seen your posts and work, like you know, we can understand that you are very connected to all those. And I can understand like that feeling of transition, because I belong from a very rural area of North Bengal, and I just moved here in Delhi in last year, and I can feel that, you know, the problem of transition and knowing new things and the like the total difference, life and everything. So
Yeah.
I can understand that. And what did you do in the lockdown period last year? What were you doing? Writing a lot, or what were you doing exactly?
I started writing every day, like legit every day. I performed more stories in lockdown. A lot of stories came with Te Patel. And I think it was a lot of self-exploration that I did in the lockdown. And of course, as I said, I worked on Agit full leisurely. Like I worked on different projects, from Project Pehchan to Agit to a project within Actis. I just kept working because I think that was something that lockdown was meant for. It was about working on something, maybe on you yourself, maybe on your relationships with your family, or maybe on a pro on projects that you want to work on.
Like
So
giving more
yeah,
time to something never had a
exactly.
chance to give some.
Yeah, right.
And what are you looking forward to the most, this year, to the most? And I mean, we all are going through a lot of things, and we all are hoping for something, we want something to happen this year. Because last year was literal nightmare, and we couldn't do a lots of things we thought we will do. But now, as this year started, what are you looking forward to?
This year I'm looking forward to a lot of new experiences. I'm starting with something next month. I've started working on it, but it will come to people will know about it la next month. So I'm really, really, really excited to share that news with everyone. Really excited. So in short, I'm looking this year to be more sorted in my life, maybe because I've done too many things in my life, too many. So this year I really want to focus on something, and I really want to have growth in terms of what I know, what I do, and also what I want to learn and what I look forward to in my life. So I want to have growth in terms of my individual personality, and of course perspective in terms of my NGO. So and last year was not a literal nightmare for me. Yes, I had lots of ups and downs, बहुत सारी चीजें हुई, but I think last year was one of the best years of my life. I performed a lot of stories. I worked My startup was amazing. It went on amazing, which it had its own problems, but it went on amazing. My story was also published with Humans of Bombay, and I got so much love from so many people. So I think it was a blessing in itself.
This is really great to know that, apart from the negative sides, you are still saying that last year was great, and you are admitting that, and you are looking forward to the light. You are looking at the light, so that is really amazing. And Vanika, tell me about how your career started. You started your own NGO at a very young age, and so how did you do that, and what inspired you? I'm very excited to know about everything since then, to becoming a storyteller or not.
So, if I have to tell you in brief how my journey went, I was always this one person trying to do things. From my childhood, I loved being on stage. I loved just being on stage, just being in the eyes of people. And that is why in my playgroup also, I used to do a lot of things, from plays to singing songs to different things. And that's what carried in my school life as well, from playgroup to school. And I started with singing in my beginning years. I used to be like a singer. I used to do classical singing and everything, and I got into Indian Idol for it. So yeah, that's a weird story, but yeah, I couldn't continue it because of family reasons. And that was one of my major setbacks in life. I did not go on stage after it. after that. But then I started writing. I also did drama for a few years, theater. I did not do it professionally. I used to do it on a very small scale, but I did it. But I always loved like art in whatever ways, from singing to writing, just expressing myself through an activity was something that I loved. And I remember it was 2016, and I was trying to build my own YouTube channel back then because I just wanted to tell people that I'm an artist. And a lot of bad things happened in the process of building that YouTube channel. But then I decided, okay, let's shoot a video in an NGO on how art can change lives. So we went to this NGO near to my house to shoot art changing lives the video. And that's when I realized that I always, as an artist, I always struggled for a platform, a stage for my art. But art is much more than that. It's about the happiness and satisfaction that you get while expressing through your art. And that is what the kids had, irrespective of the platform they were on. So that is when, just like I am very high on emotions, I decided to change the entire focus from a YouTube channel to an art-based community that I wanted to build, an NGO, a student-led organization, whatever you call it, man. But yeah, I started working on it, and that's how the night started. So we used to go to different places, promote the idea of art changing lives to people, different NGOs, different slums, different events. We used to do that for a really long time. The team expanded. And then there was this one time when I was like teaching kids in a village near Jaipur, Jaisingpura, in 2018, I guess. Yes, 18. I was teaching kids, and I began telling them stories. I always used to tell stories to kids to teach them something. So I was telling these kids some story, and they were very confused about a subject in social studies. So we were talking about it, and that is when I made like on spot story of Chinku and Minku, और मैंने उनको वो कहानी बताई, एंड दे अंडरस्टूड इट, एंड दे फेल्ट एज इफ दे वर लिसनिंग टू अ स्टोरी, बट दे वर एक्चुअली लर्निंग समथिंग. एंड द सेम थिंग ऑफ एक्चुअली टेकिंग सब्जेक्ट्स दैट आर फ्रॉम कन्वेंशनल एजुकेशनल एजुकेशन टू कन्वर्ट इट इनटू आर्ट एंड एक्टिविटीज इज व्हाट आई ट्राई टू डू विद पेंटिंग, द गेम एक्टिविटी, द स्पोर्ट्स, द थिएटर एक्टिविटी दैट यू आर ट्राइंग टू डू विद द किड्स. And I realized that art is not just a therapeutic medium of expression. But if the space of art is mixed with the education space, I think it can do wonders. And that's when we started like a major program by Denai, Dostri Chiksha, which is one of a classroom experience where the kids on different streets who are from not so privileged backgrounds, they learn through art and activities. So this is what we started, or started within Jaipur, then expanded to Bombay, and now we are expanding it to 5 cities. So yeah, we did it. And in 2020 we started with Aged, which is another thing. Storytelling was a completely different aspect, a part of my life. I always used to tell stories to kids, but I never thought like I would tell stories to people all across the world, all across the country. So many people will listen to it. I did not know storytelling existed. So while my NGO life was full of ups and downs, but there were also steep lows in my career, like when it comes to education. So I wanted to do something, and I got something else in Bombay, and I was coming back and I was feeling very low. And that's when I, just like any other Indian, I went to YouTube for motivation. सब कोई करता है. मैंने भी YouTube खोला और मैंने उसमें motivation ही देखी थी. And that is when I came across Gopal Khanna's video, Chase Your Dreams. And I saw it, and I felt really motivated मुझे बहुत अच्छा कंटेंट लगा तो मैंने उसको सब्सक्राइब किया, मैंने उनकी पेज को फॉलो किया। और बॉम्बे आकर फिर उन्होंने एक स्टोरी डाली कि दे हैव अ शो, तो मैंने क्या किया कि मैं सोचती नहीं हूँ ज़्यादा, तो मैंने कुछ भी लिखा हुआ था मेरे पास मेरे दादाजी के बारे में, मैंने वो उनको भेज दिया। एंड दे रिप्लाइड सेइंग कि दिस इज इन सिलेक्टेड, दिस इज नॉट अ स्टोरी। एंड आई वॉज सो हैप्पी कि ये लोग रिप्लाई करते हैं। सो आफ्टर दैट आई एक्चुअली रोट लाइक अ फुल फ्लेज्ड स्टोरी आफ्टर 2-3 डेज, एंड आई सेंट इट टू देम, एंड अपेरेंटली इट गॉट सिलेक्टेड। लाइक इट वॉज वेरी लकी ऑफ मी। एंड आई वॉज द फर्स्ट परफॉर्मर दैट डे। हेलीशा वॉज परफॉर्मिंग, कृष्णा अय्यर वर परफॉर्मिंग, राकेश तिवारी वॉज द होस्ट। सो आई वेंट देयर, आई परफॉर्म्ड, एंड एज आई स्टार्टेड परफॉर्मिंग, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल वर स्माइलिंग इन द ऑडियंस, एंड आई थॉट आई वाज डूइंग गुड। बट देन सडनली थोड़े थोड़े टाइम के बाद वो स्माइल कम होती जा रही थी, और मुझे पता चल गया था कि मैं बकवास कर रही हूँ। बट स्टिल इट वॉज अ गुड स्टोरी, आई एंडेड इट, टू पीपल कॉम्प्लीमेंटेड। बट देन वेन अदर पीपल केम ऑन स्टेज, आई सॉ वट परफॉर्मेंसेज आर, दैट इज वेन आई आस्क, आई सेड टू माई सेल्फ, मुझे एक दिन ऐसा परफॉर्म करना है इंजॉय करके। एंड आई परफॉर्म लाइक अ फ्यू टाइम्स, बट देन आफ्टर अ पॉइंट आई वॉज नॉट गेटिंग सिलेक्टेड। सो इट वॉज अ 2 years, 2 year लॉन्ग जर्नी, इम्प्रूविंग ऑन माई सेल्फ, फाइटिंग विद माई सेल्फ, अंडरस्टैंडिंग अ लॉट अबाउट स्टोरी टेलिंग, अंडरस्टैंडिंग अ लॉट अबाउट स्टोरी टेलिंग दैट इज नॉट ट्रू, दैट इज अ सेट परसेप्शन इन द वर्ल्ड, बट इट इज नॉट ट्रू। सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल थिंक दैट वी वॉन्ट टू बी लाइक दीज पीपल, लाइक आई वॉन्टेड टू बी लाइक हेली, आई वॉन्टेड टू बी लाइक कृष्णा, आई वॉन्टेड टू बी लाइक राकेश तिवारी, आई वॉन्टेड टू हैव दोज पॉजेस, हैव दोज इम्पैक्ट। बट इट वॉज आफ्टर अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रगल दैट आई रियलाइज दैट स्टोरी टेलिंग इज इन अबाउट दोज पॉजेस, इट इज इन अबाउट मेटाफर्स, इट्स अबाउट द हाउ रियल योर स्टोरी इज, इट्स अबाउट द ऑनेस्टी एंड द ट्रूथ दैट यू हैव इन योर स्टोरीज एंड फाइंडिंग योर ओन स्टाइल।
Like,
सो या
already, if someone is like, you know, we already watched Haley, we already watched Rakesh Tiwari, and like, why someone will listen to you if you are, you know, like them only? So you need to be unique for that.
No, you need to just find yourself for yourself.
Exactly.
People don't want to listen to anybody. उनको किसी को भी नहीं सुनना है.
हाँ.
So it's like you have to just know that you're performing for yourself, because you cannot ever perform for others.
So tell us about the NGO you work with or the projects you are working with, like what you do, and if there is any way, like, you know, I or the listeners can help you with that.
So basically it's my own NGO. Along with that, I also work with like a couple of NGOs. So my motive, my mission is very clear. I just want to create a world where everybody has a dream. सबका एक सपना होना चाहिए. And it's so basic, like having a dream. The dream could be as small as, okay, I want to travel to this place. Or I want to build my own house. Or I want to do something in my life. I want people to have their individual dreams, because if they have their dreams and their passion towards that dream, they would be willing to change their lives. It is very sad to see, and a lot of people don't realize it, that there are people all around the world, they have given up on their lives. They are like, humne sab kar liya hai, now they are just waiting to die. And this is the first feeling one person can have while living.
Exactly.
So I really want to have a, like, my NGO works on building an educational space where anyone and everyone, irrespective of their age or social economic background, these people can actually have a space to learn and grow.
So, you know, have you ever faced any issues like inequality, you know, for being a girl and very young in the fields you were working on? Like, if you have faced, then how did you fight back?
You know, I have faced a lot of issues. Like, if you ask me to say one, maybe I couldn't have it. May it be going to slums and being like, because I have a lot of male volunteers in the NGO. So, a lot of people saying ki 1300 saal ki ladki kaisi kaisi baatein karti hai. A lot of things. And even with my family, like, a lot of issues happen. But one thing that I've realized is, and I tell this to everybody, is when you're doing something for yourself, when you're doing something that makes you happy and not the other person, चाहे कितनी भी दिक्कत आए तुम उसे कर ही लेते हो. सो इट्स नॉट अबाउट बीइंग लिबरल, इट्स नॉट अबाउट एनी इनइक्वालिटी दैट यू फेस. द आइडिया इज इफ यू आर डूइंग समथिंग दैट मेक्स यू हैप्पी, इफ यू आर डूइंग समथिंग दैट यू आर रियली पैशनेट अबाउट, तुम उसको करके दिखाओगे नो मैटर वॉट हैपन्स. इट्स जस्ट सम व्हेन वी गिव अप वी डोंट रियलाइज द ब्यूटी और वी डोंट रियलाइज द मीनिंग ऑफ वॉट वी आर ट्राइंग टू डू इन आर लाइव्स. बट जब तुम्हें पता चल जाता है ना, यू आर रेडी टू फाइट विद एवरीथिंग. एंड आई हैव ऑलवेज बीन दिस, आई डोंट नो, इट्स अ ब्लेसिंग. आई हैव ऑलवेज बीन दिस मोटिवेटेड पर्सन कि जो भी हो जाए मुझे करना है तो करना है, और मुझे नहीं करना है तो नहीं करना है, चाहे तुम कुछ भी कर लो फिर. सो आई हैव सेट गोल्स. इफ आई वॉन्ट टू डू इट नो मैटर वॉट हैपन्स, no matter how many things I have to make up or what narratives I have to set in my life, I will make it happen.
Like you always make yourself stick to your decision. Like you said that you don't think much, but still you are like confident about your decisions. You stick at least.
Yeah.
मतलब जो भी होगा देखा जाएगा, आपके लिए तो ले लेता हूँ डिसीजन.
Exactly.
अच्छा, what are the things you do to get over writer's block?
यार राइटर्स ब्लॉक इट्स अ रियल थिंग, होता है कई कई बार तुम्हारे पास शब्द नहीं होते हैं, प्रॉब्लम्स होती है, तो तुम मत लिखो, मत लिखो. यू वॉन्ट राइट इफ यू आर राइटिंग, यू वुड राइट व्हेन यू फील लाइक राइटिंग. सो द आइडिया इज कि आई टेक दीज वर्कशॉप्स एंड आई ऑलवेज टेल पीपल कि यू हैव टू राइट फॉर योर सेल्फ. इवन इफ यू आर राइटिंग अ बुक, यू हैव टू राइट फॉर योर सेल्फ. एंड इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू राइट, यू आर नॉट एबल टू राइट, खत्म बात. गो आउट, ट्रैवल, हैव अ कप ऑफ कॉफी, हैव अ कप ऑफ टी, वॉच अ मूवी. मत लिखो 2 दिन, 4 दिन, 5 दिन. जस्ट गेट आउट ऑफ दैट जोन ऑफ यू हैव टू राइट, बिकॉज योर पैशन के नॉट बी कंपल्शन, इवन इफ इट इज अ कंपल्शन.
सो मतलब अगर प्रेशर आ जाएगा व्हाट एवर यू आर पैशनेट अबाउट, देन पैशन और पैशन नहीं रहेगा.
हाँ एग्जैक्टली. सो यू हैव टू
बट
गिव योर सेल्फ स्पेस, इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट.
I wanted to know your remark on the current political scenario of our country. If you don't mind making a comment.
I am just saying that there is a lot of negativity around, may it be politics, may it be the economic, may it be the financial thing, may it be anything in the world, there is a lot of negativity. But what I think is, you cannot change someone else. As Gandhiji said, you have to be the change that you want to see in the world. I want the world to be hopeful. So I am hopeful about politics. I'm hopeful about economics. I'm hopeful about everything. And I want to create that hopeful space in everyone's head, everyone's mind. And that is why I write stories. And that is why I'm working on something else. And that is why I work with my NGO. Because I want to tell people that there is darkness around. Of course there is. But you cannot actually light up the world if you rely on someone else. You can only light the world if you become the light yourself.
And don't you think that artists all over the world are somehow losing their freedom of expression? We can see whenever an artist that can be a poet, a comedian, a painter, a dancer, or storyteller. making a comment on something different than the comment government made, you know, getting arrested or maybe getting a massive hate from a group of people. You know, don't you think this is harming the artist community, which is really important for the society? Like, as you said, you know, art can change people's life. Even when I started this platform Screaming Ink, like, it's a really, you know, small platform right now, but I hope we will be able to make it big someday. But when I started, I had this idea that, you know, art is something which motivated me in my life. Like, I had this time, I went through a lot some, like, you know, some years back, and there was poetry, there was books, there was music, which, you know, pushed me to be there and to, you know, to keep working on myself and to keep working on the things I am facing problems. So don't you think that it is harming that community which helps people to heal?
I think you can still create art without the fear of what will happen next, or without the greed of what can I probably get from it. And this is inspired from a quote that I read from, like, a really inspiring writer, Shobhit Narang.
Okay.
So whenever I create, I don't have any fears. I am writing a very weird story right now, a very weird story, and I don't know if the world will accept it. But I still create it. I know there are problems with the freedom of expression and everything, but I feel even artists have gotten somewhat aggressive at this point in time. So yes, there will be people who will stop you, but if you really want to do it, you have to face it. If you're bold enough to think like it, you have to be strong enough to face what happens, what comes with expressing it. So yes, we can all stand with the artists who jinke sath galat ho raha hai, hai na? Par agar hame isliye nahi kyunki hame hona chahiye, isliye kyunki hum us baat ko samajh rahe hain. सोशल मीडिया पर ट्रेंड है कि एक इंसान चलेगा तो 10 चलेंगे. आई हेट दिस प्रोसेस. तुम्हें पता ही नहीं है कि क्या हो रहा है, तो तुम मत करो ना. सो द आइडिया इज कि तुम इतना टेंशन लो ही मत. तुम इतना टेंशन मत ही लो, बिकॉज योर आर्ट हैज टू बी इट इट इज नॉट अ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी कि ओके यू आर एन आर्टिस्ट नाउ यू नीड टू स्पीक अबाउट इश्यूज. नो, you rely on your art to feel free and liberated. So you feel free and liberated. Umar Khalid is a great person, of course he is.
Yeah.
Kunal Kamra is a great person, of course he is. Narendra Modi is a great person, I would say. Of course he is. So I think every person has his own story. And I'm not saying he are नरेंद्र मोदी बुरा इंसान है, कुणाल कामरा बुरा है, या फिर उमर खालिद बुरा है. कोई बुरा नहीं है. The idea is you have to bring that change. When it comes to you, I went to CAA protest. I went to different protests. Yes, I was there because I understood the point.
Yeah.
So the idea is कि art is about that fearlessness, that satisfaction in the process of expressing to be liberated. So don't change it because of the world. Don't change it because of what happens to others. डर लगता है फिर भी, पर उसे मैनेज करो. मेरे को जब जब कहना होता है मैं फिक्शन में कह देती हूँ, नॉन फिक्शन में कह देती हूँ, कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. यू हैव टू फाइंड वेज टू फील लिबरेटेड, बट नेवर कॉम्प्रोमाइज विद योर आर्ट बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू अदर्स. इट्स नॉट अ बॉक्स कि तुम इतना ही बोल सकते हो, तुम ऐसे ही बोल सकते हो. नहीं, इट्स नॉट अ बॉक. सो आई एम सेइंग कि आर्टिस्ट के लिए रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी नहीं होती है. इट्स द वे दे फील. आई विल इफ आई एवर फील अबाउट समथिंग एंड आई थिंक इट्स कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल, आई विल स्टिल स्टे नो मैटर व्हाट हैपेंस.
एग्जैक्टली.
एंड आई डोंट नो, बट मे बी इट्स अ बिग थिंग टू से. सो या
मतलब जब स्टैंड करना है किसी पॉइंट पे तब वी हैव टू स्टैंड देयर. लाइक इफ वी थिंक दैट यू नो समथिंग रॉन्ग हैपन टू समवन एल्स देन समथिंग कैन हैपन टू अस एंड इफ दैट मेक्स अ स्टॉप देन व्हेन समथिंग एल्स हैपन टू समवन एल्स देन वी वोंट बी एबल टू टॉक अबाउट इट. मतलब पहले चुप हो जाने से और कैसे होगा. अच्छा हु इज योर फेवरेट पोएट वनिका.
I love a lot of people. A lot of people. I think I love most of the people that I read. Because I'm very choosy when it comes to reading someone's poetry. I love, if I have to talk about Instagram poets, people like me, or maybe like people who are a lot better than me, but people that I follow really closely, I would say I love Prashant Pundit. He writes beautiful. I love Megha Rao. She's amazing. She's, oh my God, she's very good. I also love Swati's poems. I also love Shobit's poems sometimes, a lot of times. I think I am a fan when it comes to the style of poetry and the kind of amazing words Yaya used, or the metaphors that Yaya uses in his poems. I recently saw Khandur and it was, oh my God, it was beautiful. I think the purity that Priya Marik brings in her poetry, and the ideas that she has about poems is beautiful. Jidnya is very, 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 very expressive when it comes to poetry, so you cannot really call one artist favorite. I have a lot of favorite poems that I go back to every time.
Which writer, you know, like novelist or like you know who writes short stories, like writer, not a poet, inspired you the most in your life?
I think I was my personal life मुझे बहुत इम्पैक्ट किया है. There's this book called द अल्केमिस्ट. उनकी जो द सीक्रेट है वो मैंने अपनी लाइफ में उनकी जो एक्टिविटीज थी ना वो की हैं. सो आई गॉट वेरी पर्सनली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय द इंटायर प्रोसेस ऑफ द सीक्रेट एंड एवरीथिंग. अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल फाइंड अल्केमिस्ट एंड द सीक्रेट वेरी नाइस. But I think the impact that this series of positivity books that have brought in my life is very commendable.
And a book you would recommend everyone to read, like right now.
I think if you haven't read The Alchemist, please, please read it.
And tell me a name of a movie which you would like to read as a book, and of a book which you would like to watch as a movie.
Oh my God, that's difficult. So there's this book I don't know किसने लिखी है, मेरे को याद नहीं है एक्चुअली. बहुत टाइम पहले पढ़ी थी, द नाइटिंगेल करके. इट्स अ स्टोरी ऑन, आई थिंक, आई गेस पार्टीशन. आई डोंट एग्जैक्टली रिमेम्बर द प्रिमिस, बट मैंने ये बुक पढ़ी थी बहुत टाइम पहले और मैंने इमेजिन आई वाज इमेजिनिंग ऑल थ्रू आउट कि क्या होगा, कैसे होगा. सो दैट बुक इज समथिंग दैट आई वुड वॉन्ट टू सी एज अ मूवी. And a movie that I would want to read as a book, I think it would be Before Trilogy. I would want to go into the details of the entire sequence more through words.
And as a song, tell me a song like you know which like always motivates you, or whenever you feel low, you listen to that song to you know boost your mood.
This is a difficult question. I think I go back to Pratik Kuhad a lot of times. Whenever I'm feeling low, I go back to the Deepak Rathore project a lot of times. I go back to Anuv Jain's songs a lot of times, and I also like Ankur Tiwari a lot. So इन लोगों के गाने, इनके लिरिक्स इतने अच्छे होते हैं ना, लिरिक्स भी नहीं तो पता नहीं फील होता है कि इट जस्ट कम्स, ऐसा काम कर देता है. और अगर एक बॉलीवुड का गाना बताना हो तो एक विलन का एक गाना है, किसी बंजारे को घर, वो पता नहीं क्यों मुझे सुकून देता है, पता नहीं क्यों. और भी बहुत सारे, मतलब आई लव सॉन्ग्स, आई लिसन टू अ लॉट ऑफ सॉन्ग्स. अभी एक मांझा गाना है, वो भी बहुत अच्छा है. बहुत सारे, आई थिंक एवरी सॉन्ग वेन एवर इट प्लेज, इट टेक्स यू ऑन अ डिफरेंट जर्नी.
एग्जैक्टली, लाइक हर एक दिन का हर एक मूड के ऊपर डिपेंड करता है
हाँ राइट.
फिर गाना
नहीं जो चल जाए स्पॉटिफाई वाला जो चला दे कहीं के बाद, तो वो भी
कौन
चलता है.
सा होगा। बट प्रीमियम अकाउंट नहीं रहने से मिडिल में जो एड बजता है दैट इज रियली अनोइंग, दैट
या
रूइंस
ऑफ कोर्स दैट इज वेरी अनोइंग.
द मूड। एंड सजेस्ट अस लाइक सीरीज टू वॉच।
सीरीज,
या
हैव वॉच्ड अ लॉट ऑफ सीरीज रिसेंटली.
Everyone does actually in this like corona period. We
करेक्ट.
all watched a lot.
आई वुड से यार दिस इज अ डिफिकल्ट क्वेश्चन. बहुत सारी देख ली है. आई थिंक आई डोंट नो, आई थिंक आई हैव सीन अ लॉट ऑफ सीरीज. मैंने अभी रिसेंटली सारी हिंदी सीरीज देख ली थी, उससे पहले इंग्लिश भी काफी सारी देख ली थी. सो आई एम वेरी कंफ्यूज. बट यार सब देख लो, मतलब पंचायत, बंदिश बैंडिट्स मुझे पर्सनली बहुत अच्छा लगा.
Yeah, I love that
हाँ आई डोंट नो, इट जस्ट हैज गॉट अ वेरी डिफरेंट वाइब टू द
too.
एंटायर सीरीज. सो या आई ऑल्सो वॉच सीक्रेट गेम्स रिसेंटली पूरा, दोनों. मैंने देखा नहीं
Love
था, मैंने देखा नहीं था वो, मतलब पीपल यूज टू टॉक अबाउट इट एंड आई वाज लाइक आई डोंट वांट टू वॉच इट. बट देन आई वॉच्ड इट रिसेंटली एंड इट वाज, आई डोंट नो, इट वाज नॉट बैड, गुड. बट
हाँ
आई लव्ड मिर्जापुर मोर,
मिर्जापुर इज गुड
पता नहीं. देन आई ऑल्सो सॉ पंचायत, आई ऑल्सो सॉ कोटा फैक्ट्री.
टू। या कोटा फैक्ट्री इज वेरी टचिंग, लाइक आई लव दैट बिकॉज़ आई रिलेट टू दैट अ लॉट।
या आई लव्ड ऑल ऑफ दीज शोज. आई ऑल्सो वॉच्ड अ लॉट ऑफ बहुत सारी चीजें देखी. इंग्लिश देखे हुए टाइम हो गया है क्योंकि अभी मैंने सारे हिंदी देखे थे, उससे पहले सारे
ओके।
इंग्लिश. सो या
And what is the one thing you'd say to all the people who want to be a storyteller in future?
never ever try to be somebody else. They are great, they have their own style. You are different, find your own style and write stories for yourself. मतलब जब तुम लिख रहे हो ना, तुम्हारी आंखों में आंसू होने चाहिए, या फिर तुम्हारी तुम्हारी जिंदगी उस कहानी से बदल जानी चाहिए. दैट इज अ गुड स्टोरी.
And on every episode I perform a poetry, but as you are here today, can you please perform a piece for us?
For sure.
Okay, so which one are you going to like?
I am basically a storyteller, not a poet.
Yeah,
So
sure.
I recently had this story that came on YouTube with Dev Patel. I can't do this, Aman.
That's a great story. Like I watched it and I love. Actually, I cannot just say that that's a great story because every video of yours, I love them. I love them.
How sweet of you.
Okay. So that's all. Like I don't have any other question for you. Like, did you enjoy or just I make you bore and all?
Nein, really enjoying.
Thank
But
you.
yes, I am very sorry because I think I was very low on my volume.
No, it's
बस
okay.
सब सो गए हैं,
And
नींद मार देती.
thank you so much for coming. Like I already thank you, but thank you again. Like thank you so much for
थैंक
coming.
यू सो मच प्रत्यन, आई एम वेरी सॉरी फॉर ऑल द डिले दैट आई डिड.
That's completely fine, but I hope like we will be able to collaborate again soon in future.
या डेफिनेटली.
बाय
थैंक यू,
वानिका,
बाय.
बाय।
अगली बार, नेक्स्ट टाइम। जब हम पहली बार फेल हो जाते हैं ना, तो दुनिया, चाहने वाले, मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर्स और यहाँ तक कि किताबें भी हमें एक ही टाइप का ज्ञान देती हैं, अगली बार सब ठीक होगा। दूसरों का तो छोड़ो, कई बार हम खुद को तसल्ली देने के लिए ही इस बार की सीख को नेक्स्ट टाइम का फाउंडेशन बना देते हैं। पर ये भूल जाते हैं कि अगर पहली बार वाला घाव गहरा होना तो अगली बार वाला कदम उठाए नहीं उठता है। फॉलिंग इन लव अगेन, मेरे पहले ब्रेकअप के बाद ही मैंने एक लंबी लिस्ट बना ली थी उन सब चीज़ों की जो मैं फ्यूचर में कभी नहीं होने दूंगी। लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस अ बिग नो, ही शुडंट बी वेरी पैशनेट इन लव, उसे मेरी बातें समझ आनी चाहिए, ही शुड लव माई वर्क, और हम दोनों का मूवीज़ में सेम टेस्ट होना चाहिए। अनकॉन्शियसली प्लान कर लिया ताकि एक और बार अपना दिल ना दुखाना पड़े। वो क्या है ना, डर लगता है कि कहीं खुद को वैसे ही वल्नरेबल वापस से ना देखना पड़े। तो हेलमेट पहनकर अपने पहले रनआउट के करीबन 9-10 महीने बाद मैं बाहर निकली। ऑनलाइन डेटिंग शुरू नहीं की थी, बस अपने दिल की खिड़कियों को खोलने का डिसाइड किया, और खोलते ही पहला बोलर आया। समर, 19 ईयर्स ओल्ड, वॉलंटियर एट द एनजीओ आई यूज्ड टू वर्क इन, परफेक्ट स्माइल, डिसेंट हेयर, फ्लोटिंग में तो एक नंबर। पर उसकी लाइफ और उसके लाइफ गोल्स, उन दोनों का कोई ताल्लुक नहीं था, और मुझे पैशनेट लोग पसंद हैं, तो मैंने डिसाइड कर लिया कि मैं ज़्यादा भाव नहीं दूंगी। भागते भागते जैसे ही उसने बॉल डाली, मेरा कट गया। एक्चुअली क्या है ना, वो रिद्धि पे हिट कर रहा था। हार्ट ब्रेक हुआ नहीं, लेकिन बहुत दुख हुआ। पर 15-20 दिनों बाद ना मेरी एक लेखक से बात होना शुरू हो गई, वो भी एकदम पोएटिक टाइप्स। तो जब उसने कॉफ़ी के लिए पूछा, मैंने डिसाइड कर लिया कि बॉल डालते ही मैं खूंखार छक्का मारूंगी। लेकिन जैसे उसने बॉल डाली, उसने अपने दूसरे ही हाथ से सिगरेट निकाली, और मेरे दिल का रेडियो वहीं टर्न ऑफ हो गया। पर कोशिश फिर भी जारी थी, और वो बहुत ही ब्यूटिफुली पूरी हुई। उसका नाम अमन, 20 ईयर्स ओल्ड, दिल का बहुत ही सच्चा, चेहरे पर इतनी प्यारी मुस्कान कि बॉलीवुड के विलन्स भी रेजिस्ट ना कर पाए। हम दोनों साथ घूमने फिरने लगे, बातें करने लगे, बीच पर लॉन्ग वॉक, साथ खाना खाने जाते थे, और ये सब ना एक ब्यूटीफुल सपने की तरह था। वनिका, आई कांट, द बेस्ट फीलिंग कम्स टू मी व्हेन आई एम विद यू। झूठ नहीं बोलूंगी, लेकिन आप ही की तरह ये लाइंस मुझे भी बड़ी चीज़ी लगती थी, पर चीज़ अगर पास्ता में होना तो मुझे चल जाता है। ही वॉज माई पेन इन द वर्ल्ड फुल ऑफ पिज्ज़ा बेसिस, थोड़ी चीज़ी मैं भी हो जाती हूँ। ही वॉज लाइक द पीनट बटर इन माई वर्ल्ड फुल ऑफ सॉसेस। पता है, मूविंग ऑन मुश्किल था, पर जब मैं अमन से मिली ना, तो मुझे पता चला कि इवन इफ द बेस्ट गोल्स, जिंदगी हमें फिर से बेस्ट से मिलवा ही देती है, बस हर बार ना हमारी बेस्ट की डेफिनेशन बदल जाती है। 29th November, अमन ने एक लंबा सा मैसेज किया और ये पूछा कि क्या मैं भी वैसा ही फील करती हूँ जैसा वो करता है। पेट में बटरफ्लाइज थी और चिल्लाकर मैं भी ये कहना चाहती थी कि हाँ, मुझे भी तुमसे प्यार है, लेकिन मैं उसे कॉल करने को कहा। अमन, व्हाट डू यू लाइक द मोस्ट अबाउट मी, तुम्हें मेरे बारे में पसंद क्या है? वनिका, मुझे तुम्हारे साथ रहना पसंद है, वक्त गुजारना पसंद है, आई जस्ट लाइक बींग विद यू, तुम बहुत अच्छी हो। झूठ नहीं बोलूंगी अमन, लेकिन तुम्हारे साथ रहना ना मुझे भी बहुत पसंद है। तुम्हारे साथ वो पुरानी वाली वनिका, जैसे बात करने का, बोलने का बहुत शौक था, वो एक्साइटेड, वो खुशी, वो सब वापस आ जाती है। लेकिन वनिका, अगर तुम भी वैसा ही फील करती हो जैसा मैं करता हूँ, तो ये लेकिन क्यों? अमन, यू सेड यू लाइक बींग विद मी, तुम्हें मेरे साथ रहना पसंद है। आज से 6 महीने बाद जब तुम मुंबई से चले जाओगे और मैं तुम्हारे साथ नहीं जाऊंगी, तब तुम्हें मेरे बारे में क्या पसंद होगा? हम सस्टेन कैसे करेंगे? मुझे ना इस डिस्टेंस से कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता जब तक हम दोनों साथ में हैं। अमन, मैं यहाँ पे प्रैक्टिकल डिसीजन लेना चाहती हूँ। मैंने लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस के चलते ऑलरेडी किसी को खो दिया है, और किसी को नहीं खोना चाहती। बट हम दोनों ऐसे तो नहीं रह सकते ना, हाउ कैन आई अनलव यू, मैं अपनी फीलिंग्स को कैसे कंट्रोल करूंगा साथ रहकर? अमन, हम सिचुएशन को तो समझ सकते हैं ना, वनिका, समझना तो आज तुम्हें पड़ेगा कि तुम्हारे डर की वजह से हमारा इक्वेशन या तो आज खत्म होगा या आने वाले 6 महीने में, वो भी शायद। आई कांट डू द समन। सोच लो, क्या तुम इससे अफेक्ट नहीं होगी? अफेक्ट तो अभी भी हो रही हूँ, लेकिन मुझे पता है कि ये करना ज़रूरी है। बाय वनिका। इस बात को 1 साल हो गया है। अमन से इस बीच 4 से 5 बार बात हुई है। अब तो उसकी बहुत ही प्यारी सी गर्लफ्रेंड है, वो भी उसी के शहर में। कई बार सोचती हूँ कि क्या होता अगर मैं बीते कल के बोझ से अपने आने वाली कल की पॉसिबिलिटी को न नापती। 6 महीने अमन के साथ रहती और कितनी सारी यादें होती, कितना कुछ होता ना चेरिश करने को। दोस्तों, जब हम फेल हो जाते हैं ना, तो हम उससे बहुत कुछ सीखते हैं। इतना सीख जाते हैं कि नए टेस्ट पेपर को पुराने टेस्ट के फॉर्मेट से करने की कोशिश करते हैं, पर ये भूल जाते हैं कि हर टेस्ट तो नया होता है ना, और एग्जामिनर हमें ट्रिक भी तो कर सकता है। अगर गलती करने का खुद को मौका नहीं देंगे तो सही होने की पॉसिबिलिटी कैसे आएगी? अगर खिड़कियों के आगे इतना फिल्टर लगाएंगे तो हमारी दिल की खिड़कियों से हमारे कमरे में धूप कैसे आएगी? नेक्स्ट टाइम या न्यू टाइम, क्या है ये? अगली बार में पुराना बहुत कुछ है और नई बार में आने वाले कल की बहुत सारी पॉसिबिलिटीज़। तो तुम खुद को क्या दोगे, अगला मौका या नया मौका?
So hey guys, we just heard Vanika's piece and her answers to my questions, and I hope you really enjoyed the episode. And guys, please don't forget to share your comment with us. Just, you know, text us that which part of this episode you really liked, and also do let us know that what are you looking forward to in 2020 the most. Like, I think the last year was not really good, because lots of bad things happened and we were unable to do a lots of things we were hoping to do. So please let us know that what you are looking forward to and what, you know, kept you going throughout the year last year. And please let us know that what we can do to help you. Also guys, thank you so much for showing the support you guys showed when we, you know, made the last episode of this podcast, and when we launched our book. That was a massive support you guys showed, because, you know, like in 3 days we stocked out, and like there are people who are sharing stories, sharing posts, saying that they are really enjoying reading the book. And so many of you messaged me that you guys really enjoy it. So that really means a lot to me, not only to me, to the whole team who worked on this book, like the 35 authors and the manager and illustrator and, you know, the publisher, the printing house, and everyone who is working on the book. We are really grateful. Thank you so much for this, and I hope that you guys will show your support to this episode too, because we are hoping for it, you know. And that's the only thing we ask for. Just share our episodes, just listen to our episode till the end, just comment, and, you know, like if you're liking it. And it is not like we are asking you to do the positive thing only. You can just, you know, criticize our work, because the, you know, critical analysis is really important to grow. You know, if we want to grow and we want to make better things in future, so for that we need your comment. For that we need to know that how we are doing, and apart from like your comment, no one can do that. So please drop your comment and let us know that what we can do to make us better. And I hope you will like share this episode. Please share this episode with everyone you know, like, you know, your loved ones, your friends, your family, your colleague, everyone. Just if you know that person, just share this episode. Also, I don't mind if you share it with the strangers also. Like, yeah, that would be a little weird, but you can do it. And guys, I don't think I will be blabbering a lot of stuff right now. I will just go. But make sure you are staying hydrated. Make sure you are washing your hands because COVID is not over yet. And also, please don't forget to share love, share positivity, and don't forget to stick to each other. Hold on to each other. Hug each other. Yeah, we can't hug like physically, but we can, you know, think about good things. We can share good thoughts, and that way we can hug each other. So stay positive. Bye, guys.